episode 161 of Anime Maps. I'm TJ.
I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of. Yes, I see the waves, Sean.
See, it's there.
I saw it the last time.
All right, guys. Second stage. Second season, initial D. Already went through the little wiki stuff on the second one, so I'm not going to do that. But I will say that the second season is 13 episodes, and it came out in 99, so 1 year later.
And since we're already here, what's the premise?
Well, you know the premise.
Well, what's second season. What's the premise?
I believe the only difference is he doesn't want to race on Akina anymore after Ryosuke, which is the last fight he had, the older brother. Well, and he beat him, sort of. Yeah. He beat him. He didn't lose.
Yeah, we didn't go through to what happened in the last...
I don't think it's a huge deal. Ryosuke, so like, we'll do it here. Ryosuke Takahashi and his younger brother are like the two big racers.
And
even though Takumi technically beat Ryosuke, the feeling you get from the rest of the show is that Ryosuke is a lot better than Takumi, and the only reason why Takumi won is because it was on Akina.
Right.
So, essentially, Takumi's like, I kind of like racing, and this is the season where he figures that out.
Right.
That this is what I want to do, and how do I go about being better at that? Well, first, you don't race on your home turf anymore.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And we got new... I want to say villains, but they're not just all...
They're racers.
They're all racers, but they all come off as villainous, but then they're all kind of okay people at the end of it, and it's kind of like, okay, camaraderie, I guess, but whatever.
And well, so like a lot of the people they raced in the first season with the... Is this the one with the emperors?
Yes, this is the emperors.
So the emperors are like assholes coming through trying to beat everyone. So like all the people that Takumi already beat are like, yeah, Takumi, win!
Yeah, exactly.
Defend our honor for us.
Pretty much. Well, not really, because they rely on Ryosuke.
A bit, but like when Takumi's racing them and they're watching, like some of them will be there like at a turn somewhere hiding, like they don't want anyone to know they're there. And they're like secretly like, yeah, Takumi.
So yeah, these Emperor guys come in and they're doing what the Ryosuke brothers did. I don't know, that's not the least.
And what they're going to do for
season. Yeah, so what they did in the last season, so I don't know.
Well, Ryosuke and, I don't remember his younger brother's name. I believe they weren't doing this. They were just wanted to raise someone.
No, you know what I mean? They were going to every mountain pass and destroying all their records.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what they were doing.
Because that's a very specific thing they do in the fourth season. Like,
yeah, I know.
They put money behind and make a whole racing team out of it.
They recruit.
Did you watch any of the fourth season?
No, but I know they recruit Takumi for it specifically because he beat them.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but like, it's a much bigger thing than just, here's my car, here's your car, let's race.
Right, I know, but that's literally why he recruited Takumi, because...
Yeah, I know.
So he can finish his goal.
They didn't have Project D, like, formed yet, is my point.
I understand that, but that was the initial goal of season one. He was coming in to do that. And then
I feel like they were just kind of racing.
No, they say that, essentially. Okay.
Well, you should watch it
again. I'm not watching this show again.
Anyway,
yeah.
The Emperors are just a team from another prefecture that want to come through and beat everyone and crush the Titans.
And, of course, you know, the main Emperor, well, not even the main Emperor guy, the sidekick guy, comes in and beats all the guys that, what's his name, Takumi B? You know, comes in, beats all of them, of course, because he's the new guy. And stuff like that. And then he goes and
races Takumi, loses his cool, and Takumi wins.
And then the leader then challenges Takumi, and then Takumi races him, blows out his engine, and technically loses the race, but they say it doesn't count.
Well, he said from the very beginning, I didn't count this as a race. And the whole reason was is because his car is old, and the guy that's racing has a new car that's really like tuned and tuned up to race. So he's like, look, I'm going to show you why this isn't a race.
Right.
And even if he didn't blow his engine, he would have beat the shit out of him. So, like, it makes sense. But at the same time, it's really just so Takumi can say he never lost a race.
Yeah.
But he doesn't go around saying that, so
no.
You can't really fault his character for it.
No, I don't. But then then his dad puts in, like, a racing engine in the car, so now he's super overpowered.
I mean, it's still an old car with old suspension and stuff.
With an engine that's probably better than every other engine.
Not always. A lot of the other, it's just on par with them. With most of the ones he races in the fourth stage, at least. In the second stage, I don't know.
Yeah, well, anyway. So, and then we spend, like, 14 episodes. It's not that many episodes, but, you know, him moping over the engine.
I don't blame him.
until he gets a new engine, then he's got to learn to use this engine, and...
Well, not just learn to use this engine, but you find out that his dad was, like... So, like, the engine, you don't get its performance until the very end of the rev limit, supposedly. So his dad was under... He brought that rev limit down, so he would have to, like, figure out how to race better. Yeah. And figure out one of the things he's lacking, which is knowing how cars work and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, he figures it out. Well, and he gets better because of it.
He doesn't figure it out.
Well, he does and doesn't. He
gets told.
Well, he does kind of get But he still figures out what he needs to do is to learn more.
So, the Emperors come in. They do all this stuff. He beats Takumi. And then he gets his ass kicked by Ryosuke and then disappears.
Yeah.
And then whole point was that they'll never lose. So if you lose, there's no point in you being.
Right, I know. But it's just like the main story thread throughout the second season is automatically gone. And then we got this new story thread where this other guy with this new 8-6 comes in.
Yeah, it was a weird... So like a lot of animes will do that where there'll be like a mid-arc and then another arc. But it's a weird, jarring thing to happen usually.
But I mean, it's fine to have two arcs in it. It was just weird that the Emperor guy didn't get his comeuppance from Takumi. It was from Ryosuke. Yeah. It was just like...
Well, I think they're placing in there that Ryosuke is better than Takumi.
No, I understand.
You know what I mean? No, like, they're trying to... Especially because the Four Sages coming.
I get it. It just didn't fit for how the narrative was playing out.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, and then... I'm just trying to remember how this... Does it end with him beating the 8-6?
Yeah.
So what...
Essentially. There might be more after it, but not recently.
No. I know that. I don't know what the main plot of the third stage is. But we'll get to that when we get to that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. But, so, yeah.
So, real quick. CG's a lot better. Not monumentally better, but it is better.
Uh-huh.
The third stage of fourth stage, it's phenomenal almost. Or fourth stage at the very least. Maybe not the third stage. What else? Oh, the story's a lot tighter.
It's less
not
episodes.
Nowhere near, well, it's not only less episodes. Like, you could have 13 episodes and have it slowly paced. You know
true.
What I mean? But they didn't. It's tighter.
Yeah, they squeezed their races till down to one or two episodes instead of three or four.
Yeah, that's how you do it. So it's a better experience.
Still nothing to these animes. They got
some
slice of life action, and then there's a race.
Okay, well, it's the same thing as a shonen. Maybe there's some slice of life with a girl, and then there's fighting. Ooh.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
But there's different.
That's every story.
There's different fighting.
There's different races.
There's
different colors.
Different amount of people in there. Different techniques. Different things. All the racing's always the same.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's all the same.
Sometimes there's cat and mouse. Sometimes you have to pass.
Uh huh.
Sometimes it's time.
Whatever.
I'm not wrong.
You were wrong.
But before every race, they usually go over like what the rules are.
Uh huh. And it's just a variation of the race.
Yeah.
There's not enough crashing and death in this show.
Well, it's probably good. Probably not realistic, though. For that kind of fast racing down mountains.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little unbelievable that they don't just run off the path every so often.
Well, I mean, they are highly skilled. You wouldn't be doing that. You know what I mean? And you see what happens with the first season with the Speed Stars, how they're not highly skilled, and how they spin out, and there were crashes.
A few.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So the only other big thing to talk about would be Takumi's girlfriend.
Well, no, we still didn't talk about the 8-6.
Yeah, whatever. He got fixed.
No, the other 8-6.
No, he beat it.
And then his sister.
Yeah.
And the comic relief and...
If you want to talk about that, go ahead.
Not really. I don't really want to talk about the show at all. But wait. So does he beat the Emperor guy in the third stage then?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't remember. It's all bleeding.
There's too many races.
They're all... That's the one thing. It's all one continuous story, which is not bad. But it all bleeds together.
Yes, it bleeds together hard for seasons.
Because
when we watch multiple at the same time.
Right, and it's all too much of the same thing to really differentiate. So we're just going to assume that this one ends with him beating the other 8-6 because the other guy in the 8-6 was an idiot. Well, not an idiot, like a temperamental asshole.
Yeah. I mean, street racers, that makes sense.
Right, yeah, whatever. Anyway, now we can talk.
He had a sister. Katani liked her. They broke up, sort of.
No, they never went out, apparently, because at the end she calls him her brother.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
So he's heartbroken, and no one
he's
cares.
He's a lonely racer or whatever they
no
call
one gives a shit about him. He's terrible.
Well, the one guy, the older guy at the gas station, seems to care because a similar thing happened to him with the girl racer from the first season.
Yeah, just call her.
Hmm?
Just call her. Why didn't he just call her?
Yeah, I don't know. I completely agree.
Like, it's...
You have her number. She physically gave it to you.
You have your number, and she said, meet me here. Call her and say, I got stuck in traffic.
Well, they don't have cell phones, so, like, she's not going to know until the next day. But, yes, call her. You call her. I get it.
You just let it fall onto the wayside, okay.
I ain't complaining about it for the next, like, 6 months or whatever. Anyway, back to Takumi's girl.
So, yeah. Apparently, Takumi's girlfriend was seeing some older guy.
And getting paid.
And getting paid for it.
Let's go to hotels. Now, to be fair, the way she explains it in this season, or does she explain it in this season or in the fourth season? Does she bring it to him, his attention? I can't remember.
No, he finds out because some...
I know how he finds out, but did she ever bring it to his attention?
No, because like, he doesn't...
confront him?
She
does, oh, she does it in the fourth season.
She doesn't talk to... Well, she does talk to him at the in the third stage, but he blows her off until the third thing. Because at the end of this season, she gets a part-time job and goes to the fantasy place.
Oh, so she does talk to him about it. Okay, so... Oh, no, no, at the end of this, she gets a part-time job?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the fourth season. Anyway, so yeah, she apparently has been taking money to sleep with this guy. Takumi finds out because he found a note in his, like, shoe locker.
Yeah. The fourth season, did they explain who left the goddamn note?
No, I don't think
it matters. It matters to me! It's a plot hole!
It's probably not a plot hole.
Then what was this? It was just,
someone.
Someone just randomly left.
Who knows her, who knows him, and thought he would like to know. It's not a plot hole.
Alright, whatever. It bothered me.
That's fair, but it's not a fault. But, yeah, someone left him a note, told him that she's sleeping with this guy for money. He's pissed off, doesn't know how to handle it, and just stops talking to her.
Like, but, you know, you say that she's sleeping with him, but they don't explain that in the second season. They kind of say...
That she's been going to hotels with him and stuff, and that is heavily implied for that kind of culture.
But they... I understand that, but I didn't get the hotel thing. She just says that we spend time together, and he gives me money. Like, we like spending time together. They never mentioned the hotel or anything until the third stage.
It doesn't matter. You're getting paid to spend time together.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying... But the way they justify it in the second season, it seemed like that's what it was happening. And it wasn't until the end of the third stage that I'm like, oh, she's that kind of girl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. It's her whole plotline is just weird. I don't know.
I mean, before we get to any of the other stuff, it's like, even with just this information, she's a child, he's an adult. It's not like she's an adult, he's an adult.
Yeah.
Takumi is an adult. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, like... Even without any more information, like, I feel like she's a victim.
Yeah, well, she is, because she doesn't know any better.
Yeah, but being taken advantage of.
But it's not like she's not taking the money.
Well, yeah, sure.
And spending it all, and you know what I mean?
That doesn't mean anything.
You can get
a 15-year-old kid and convince him, hey, I'll give you money if I can f*** you in the ass, and you'll feel good, too. Like, that's still rape.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you, but it's not like she's on the street with a pimp or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a bit different.
It's so...
But it's still there.
That she's not... What I'm saying, she's not completely innocent in all this. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
If she made
it
her...
It depends. Like, I would say she's not completely innocent if they were ever officially boyfriend and girlfriend. But as far as I can tell, they were just friends hanging out. And then his friends, like, just said that's his girlfriend. Well... If they're just hanging out, and they're not in a relationship, then she hasn't done anything wrong to Takumi.
Takumi?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the relationship with Takumi.
Then what has she done wrong?
I'm just saying, like, I don't think she is completely innocent in the fact that she's with this guy in the first place. Like, she chose to be there. The guy seemed to be like...
Yeah, it's called grooming.
Yeah,
you know what grooming is?
Yeah, I understand.
That doesn't mean that's their choice.
I understand what you're saying here, but she breaks up with him, and he doesn't, like... try to keep her
yes,
or anything.
Yes, that happens.
I'm
that
just
doesn't
saying,
mean that she...
I understand what you're
grooming
saying.
Grooming is a thing.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, there, and I'm not excusing his actions whatsoever, but there is a little bit of...
Not for children. For an adult, yes.
She's 16 at this point.
Still a child.
16. When is the age of consent in Japan, apparently?
Consent. Well, consent, that's just for the
race
part.
I'm just saying.
But for, like, you're at fault for the situation,
Japan,
still isn't 16.
In Japan, they judge the age to be an adult is different
there.
I'm sure
it's 18, I believe. But the age of consent's lower.
But I'm just saying, she's not completely innocent in all this.
I disagree. What do you mean by innocent? Innocent as in, like, he's raping me? Or innocent as in, like, I'm doing something shady, and maybe I should know better?
I'm sorry, the thing's acting weird. It's like, that was weird. Anyway.
What do you mean?
I forgot. I lost my...
Is she at fault a little bit for, quote-unquote, being raped by the older man? Or because she's doing something shady that she should probably know a little bit better for? either way, you're wrong. But I want to know which one you're talking about.
I'm not gonna.
Because if it's the rape, obviously not. Like,
well, no.
No one's at fault for being raped, and I don't think you were implying that. Maybe,
no.
I can understand the whole, like, if someone's a fully grown adult, and, like, how do you accidentally take money for sleeping with someone? Like, you should know better. But she's a child.
But
I don't blame her.
Would you be saying the same thing in 2 years when she's
technically... No, I wouldn't.
That's what I'm getting at. She's
There's a fine line.
It's 2 years is not a fine line when you're a teenager. It's really not.
Then we shouldn't let those people vote. Because it's not a fine line. We shouldn't let them go to war. We shouldn't let them smoke. You have to draw a line somewhere. That's the line.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, it's a little ridiculous to think that she's completely innocent in every aspect. I'm not saying she's...
Not in every aspect of life ever, no. But as far as an older man with money buying her vagina, yeah, I'll almost say she's a little more innocent in that than other things. Especially since we're going to have this conversation now and not in the third season. In the third season, she explains to Takumi that she's, like, feels dirty now that she thought about it in depth and, like, stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment, it just felt good and fun. But afterwards, thinking a little more deeply about it, about her feelings for someone else,
I need more
that
context.
She felt dirty.
I need more context, especially with Japanese.
He was taking advantage of her.
And especially
on screen, well, sure, that's all fine for, like, an actual situation in real life, 100%. But, like, for what we're seeing on screen, it's not her fault.
It's a weird storyline to not give a full detailed story about.
Yeah, but I don't think they wanted to give that much time to it, and I don't think she really comes back for any meaningful love interest.
I understand that. Then why even bother to put... It's just a weird storyline even...
A lot of story arcs. Stories will do that in general, where the main character doesn't get the girl, but she's there for a little bit of the time.
Yeah, I know. I'm not even talking about him.
That's what
I'm
that
just
is.
Saying what this whole
it's
weird
some drama.
Older guy...
It's a romance drama, and then it gets thrown
you
away.
You could just have regular drama with the between teenagers or something. You don't need this weird older guy
why
in the
not?
Mix. It's just a
representation. These things happen in real life. Why can't you have it?
It's just a weird storyline to put in there. It makes me question the writer.
It happens in real life. Maybe he knew a girl that happened to.
Whatever.
Maybe it happened to his sister. I don't know.
I'm not going to get in this argument with you anymore.
We should end it soon. But that's probably the most interesting thing that happens.
Yeah, because the rest of it is stupid.
Well, it's racing.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, guys.
That's it for this episode. Bye.
Eight.